Hello, it's Friday, June 30th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. What follows is going to be the ugliest show we've ever done on Wing TV. We warn you, this show is going to contain extremely graphic language of a violent, hate-filled, sexual nature. You must be 18 years of age to listen to this show, and if such material offends you, please turn this show off right now, because this is as ugly as it gets, especially in what we consider the Patriot Movement.
And it's necessary for us to do it in this way to present to you an accurate picture of what is going on and being perpetrated by other individuals who call themselves patriots in the alternative media.
Right. This also applies to the lead article on the Wing TV homepage. It's entitled GCN, Jack Blood and the Sexual Predator. And we've tried over the past year, over a year now, to either sweep this information under the rug. We've tried to avoid it. We've tried to
erase it from our universe.
Right. We've tried to stop it. And we've been unsuccessful on every single level. And what you're going to hear and what you're going to read in this article on the Wing TV homepage is the ugliest psychopathic sickness that has ever, ever, ever existed in the Patriot Movement. It's all tied very closely to Jack Blood, who broadcasts on the GCN radio network, and its owner, Ted Anderson, has been well aware of this information for over a year now and has not done nothing to stop this connection, this very direct, intimate connection to his radio show host, Jack Blood.
And I want to make it very, very clear. We have never once written a word prior to this or made public statements prior to the last 2 weeks when I did one podcast. Over the course of the last year, never uttered one public word about Revere Radio or any of the named individuals associated with Revere Radio Network.
Never once.
And this is what we're talking about today. We are talking about sociopaths and psychopaths, people without a conscience, who have no sense of right or wrong, who pander and use their talents to manipulate the thoughts and emotions of other people of similar mindset.
We're talking about cyber stalking, we're talking about sexual harassment, and in subsequent articles, we're also going to show you how these people promote drug dealing, how they promote violence, how they promote killing police officers, and on and on and on. They use words, well, an individual named Sonny Crack, who we've never, ever mentioned prior to today, other than Lisa's
a radio show host on Revere Radio Network.
And who has also appeared live on Jack Blood's radio show on GCN. And Jack Blood has also appeared on Sonny Crack's show on GCN. To give you an idea of the type of material they're directing, the type of filth and abuse and sickness they're directing at Lisa Giuliani, they use such words as these to describe her. Cunt, whore, slut, bitch, fucking hoe, meth addict, hooker, hole, porn actress, prostitute. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the tip of the iceberg. And what we're going to do right now is play a clip. This is one of three clips we're going to play for you today. There's also four extended clips at the end of my article on the Wing TV homepage. We want you to hear for yourself the kind of filth that Sonny Crack, the Revere Radio Network, and Jack Blood openly allows to be posted in his forum.
Welcome back to another live edition of the Superstar Sonny Motherfucking Crack Show. You know, it pains me to my heart that I have to bring this information out, but it's nothing really to be ashamed of. It's come to my attention that from years 1989 until 1993, that Miss Lisa Giuliani was a street prostitute. And tonight on the Sonny Crack Show, we're going to have her former pimp on to confirm this information, and we'll see how that goes. We'll go into a song, and right after that, we'll be back on live with Lisa Giuliani's former pimp. Tonight, you know, like I mentioned before, it's not my pleasure to do this, but it's come to my attention that, as I mentioned before, that Lisa Giuliani is a former prostitute that is reformed her ways. Tonight we do have our actual pimp on the line. This is Payroll the Pimp. How you doing tonight, Payroll?
Hey, what's going on, Sonny Crack?
Not much. And it's so crazy that I met you, you know, through your show, and then to come to find out that this girl that I had problems with used to be one of your hookers. You're a real life pimp, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, man, I'm
still talking to you. So how did you meet Lisa Julianne?
Classy, huh? This is what the Patriot Movement has come to. This is what we are. This is Jack Blood allowing this filth in his forum, and these are degenerates, psychopaths like Sonny Crack and Rob Revere. And if you would see the delight these monsters take in this stuff and terrorizing Lisa Giuliani. But instead of me describing it, I'm going to turn the microphone over right now to Lisa, and I'm going to let her tell everybody what this has done, what she's had to endure for the last 13 or 14 months.
When I initially wrote the GCN article that I wrote last year, it was about its affiliation with a mainstream network, ABC. I raised valid points, and I expected to hear responses based upon the valid points and issues I raised in my article. Instead, I received comments from certain individuals of a sexual nature, attacks against me as a woman, as a person, which have escalated. And we need to get back to the fact that at least three broadcasts were done by Revere Radio Network defaming me, slandering me, harassing me, degrading me, debasing me, and based upon nothing, because I never, ever did anything to Revere Radio Network, to Sonny Crack, to Rob Revere, or to any of the people at Revere. The articles that we write are about censorship, fear-mongering, and affiliations, inconsistencies with information that's presented publicly by other people, and we've never once accused anyone of serious sexual misconduct. Now, however, this is what was done to me.
In one of these shows, the first one Sonny Crack did, he actually played a porno tape and said that Lisa was the actress in this porno tape. He also did a show on June 25th of this year, just last week, where he brought in a black pimp and a John and said that this guy was Lisa's pimp years ago, and he pimped her all across the country, that this John was having sex with her. They said Lisa was a meth addict, that she's a dope fiend. Yeah, that they said they wanted to suck her titties, that she sucked his dick, and on and on and on and on. And
In one of the clips, Sonny Crack tells the world that he paid me $500 8 years ago to be sodomized by several men in front of him while he taped it. This is not true. I've never met Sonny Crack. I've never met any of these people. And they are basing and justifying what they have done to me and my good name, dragging my good name through feces for over a year and telling horrible lies about me on the fact that they don't like the articles that I wrote and that Victor has written about GCN. GCN is the only network that they defend, and they're not even on GCN. These articles were not about Revere Radio, Sonny Crack, or anyone else at Revere Radio, but yet they're defending GCN. Why?
Right. Here's how far it goes. We want everyone to get the full impression, the full brunt of what not only Lisa, but a few other people that we've been telling this to. This is what they say. This is what was broadcast on Sonny Crack's show last week. He had a guy on named Payroll the Pimp, and he says, "Man, Sonny Crack." Now, they're referring to Lisa. Remember this. "Man, Sonny Crack, that bitch sucked the skin off my dick. She loved Black Pole. Don't let that bitch fool you, man. Hey, man, that hoe eat the corn and the peanuts hulled out of my shit if I told her to. Man, she loved that shit. Loved the black dick. And whoever she fucking with now, you can rest assured that bitch got a black dick around the corner she's sucking on a regular motherfucking basis." This was posted on Jack Flood's forum, along with all of this other sexual abuse.
What they do is they do these broadcasts that are all lies. The ones that were done last year were not even called a spoof or a parody or a satire. They were presented as real and true when they were not real and true.
Well, even
just a second. And then they altered their website after they got called by law enforcement and said it was a parody or a spoof. But this is not a justification, and it doesn't absolve them of any culpability in the wrongdoing that they have done to me.
Right.
And they circulate this out to internet forums like Conspiracy Central, Indie Media, Jack Blood's forum, and countless others.
Right. And right now, and we're going to get to this part about the FBI, because I want everyone out there to think, especially the males, what if this abuse was being done to your girlfriend, to your wife, to your mother, to your sister, or to your daughter? At one point, wouldn't you bring in law enforcement? Wouldn't you do something to try to stop it? But Jack Blood and his cohorts, instead of doing the humane, decent thing, what they did was they mocked us for trying to stop it. They said we're government agents now because we contacted the FBI and other law enforcement to try to stop this.
Well, let's get to the heart of it. Crimes have been committed against me. Harassing phone calls, which they broadcast on their show, to our home. They called our home late at night, used profanity, and broadcast the call they made. They identified themselves. The callers were Sonny Crack and Rob Revere, the guy who runs the network.
Plus, they also put this information out there and encourage others to email Lisa, so her inbox is filled.
Over the last year, I have gotten lewd, offensive, profane, vulgar emails from strange men all over the world who call me a whore, who call me a slut, who call me a prostitute. Paul Isaac Jr. has jumped on this bandwagon. You remember him? He was the one who tried to incite the riot at Ground Zero. I got an email from him asking me, how many guys have I done, calling me a slut and a prostitute and a whore.
And even this last broadcast on June 25th, it was presented by Sonny Crack in the Revere Radio Network. It was entitled, "Proof that Lisa Giuliani is a street whore. This was presented as if it was real. And people were even asking, is this really true? Is this actual
That's
real?
Right. I get emails from people asking me if I'm a whore, if I'm a prostitute, or yelling at me in the email and further harassing me. What they're doing is inciting other people to directly harass me. Other people who listen to their broadcast have been told to call our house, to contact me directly.
They've even put this in for our personal information, our home phone number, our address, my son's address on the internet.
That's right. And I finally my silence was not stopping this harassment, this stalking of me. They've altered pictures that they've taken off of our website. One of their radio show hosts, who calls himself Rock's Dog, has altered pictures of us and me and inserted sexual devices.
He put a dildo in Lisa's mouth.
Right where my mouth is on the photo. On his MySpace page right now, there are two altered photos. They're not of a sexual nature, but he's altered them. In one, he calls me a liar with text. They've put text on pictures that says we have sex with little boys, sex with dogs, and on and on and on. And this can't be allowed to occur. These people are patriots. Right. These are the people associated with a GCN radio show host, GCN that panders to a Christian patriot audience.
Right, and after this clip, we're going to play another clip. Then we're going to go into every single connection between Revere Radio Network, Sunny Crack, GCN, and Jack Blood. So we're going to play another clip. We want you to get the full brunt of what Lisa's been enduring by these psychopathic monsters. Real classy, huh? This is what the Patriot movement has come to. This is what we are. This is Jack Blood allowing this filth in his forum. And these are degenerate psychopaths like Sunny Crack and Rob Revere. And if you would see the delight these monsters take in this stuff and terrorizing Lisa Giuliani. But instead of me describing it, I'm going to turn the microphone over right now to Lisa, and I'm going to let her tell everybody what this has done, what she's had to endure for the last 13 or 14 months.
When I initially wrote the GCN article that I wrote last year, it was about its affiliation with a mainstream network, ABC. I raised valid points, and I expected to hear responses based upon the valid points and issues I raised in my article. Instead, I received comments from certain individuals of a sexual nature, attacks against me as a woman, as a person, which have escalated. And we need to get back to the fact that at least three broadcasts were done by Revere Radio Network defaming me, slandering me, harassing me, degrading me, debasing me, and based upon nothing, because I never, ever did anything to Revere Radio Network, to Sunny Crack, to Rob Revere, or to any of the people at Revere. The articles that we write are about censorship, fear-mongering, and affiliations, inconsistencies with information that's presented publicly by other people, and we've never once accused anyone of serious sexual misconduct. Now, however, this is what was done to me.
In one of these shows, the first one Sunny Crack did, he actually played a porno tape and said that Lisa was the actress in this porno tape. He also did a show on June 25th of this year, just last week, where he brought in a black pimp and a John and said that this guy was Lisa's pimp years ago, and he pimped her all across the country, that this John was having sex with her. They said Lisa was a meth addict, that she
dope fiend.
Yeah, that they said they wanted to suck her titties, that she sucked his dick, and on and on and on and on. And
in one of the clips, Sunny Crack tells the world that he paid me $500 8 years ago to be sodomized by several men in front of him while he taped it. This is not true. I've never met Sunny Crack. I've never met any of these people. And they are basing and justifying what they have done to me and my good name, dragging my good name through feces for over a year and telling horrible lies about me, on the fact that they don't like the articles that I wrote and that Victor has written about GCN. GCN is the only network that they defend, and they're not even on GCN. These articles were not about Revere Radio, Sonny Crack, or anyone else at Revere Radio, but yet they're defending GCN. Why?
Right. Here's how far it goes. We want everyone to get the full impression, the full brunt of what not only Lisa, but a few other people that we've been telling this to. This is what they say. This is what was broadcast on Sonny Crack's show last week. He had a guy on named Payroll the Pimp, and he says, "Man, Sonny Crack." Now, they're referring to Lisa. Remember this. "Man, Sonny Crack, that bitch sucked the skin off my dick. She loved Black Pole. Don't let that bitch fool you, man. Hey, man, that hoe eat the corn and the peanuts hulled out of my shit if I told her to. Man, she loved that shit. Loved the black dick. And whoever she fucking with now, you can rest assured that bitch got a black dick around the corner she's sucking on a regular motherfucking basis." This was posted on Jack Flood's forum, along with all of this other sexual abuse.
What they do is they do these broadcasts that are all lies. The ones that were done last year were not even called a spoof or a parody or a satire. They were presented as real and true when they were not real and true.
Well, even
just a second. And then they altered their website after they got called by law enforcement and said it was a parody or a spoof. But this is not a justification, and it doesn't absolve them of any culpability in the wrongdoing that they have done to me.
Right.
And they circulate this out to internet forums like Conspiracy Central, Indie Media, Jack Blood's forum, and countless others.
Right. And right now, and we're going to get to this part about the FBI, because I want everyone out there to think, especially the males, what if this abuse was being done to your girlfriend, to your wife, to your mother, to your sister, or to your daughter? At one point, wouldn't you bring in law enforcement? Wouldn't you do something to try to stop it? But Jack Blood and his cohorts, instead of doing the humane, decent thing, what they did was they mocked us for trying to stop it. They said we're government agents now because we contacted the FBI and other law enforcement to try to stop this.
Well, let's get to the heart of it. Crimes have been committed against me. Harassing phone calls, which they broadcast on their show, to our home. They called our home late at night, used profanity, and broadcast the call they made. They identified themselves. The callers were Sonny Crack and Rob Revere, the guy who runs the network.
Plus, they also put this information out there and encourage others to email Lisa, so her inbox is filled.
Over the last year, I have gotten lewd, offensive, profane, vulgar emails from strange men all over the world who call me a whore, who call me a slut, who call me a prostitute. Paul Isaac Jr. has jumped on this bandwagon. You remember him? He was the one who tried to incite the riot at Ground Zero. I got an email from him asking me, how many guys have I done, calling me a slut and a prostitute and a whore.
And even this last broadcast on June 25th, it was presented by Sonny Crack and the Revere Radio Network. It was entitled, "Proof that Lisa Giuliani is a Street Whore." This was presented as if it was real. And people were even asking, is this really true? Is this actual
That's
real?
Right. I get emails from people asking me if I'm a whore, if I'm a prostitute, or yelling at me in the email and further harassing me. What they're doing is inciting other people to directly harass me. Other people who listen to their broadcasts have been told to call our house, to contact me directly.
They've even put this in for our personal information, our home phone number, our address, my son's address on the internet.
That's right. And I finally my silence was not stopping this harassment, this stalking of me. They've altered pictures that they've taken off of our website. One of their radio show hosts, who calls himself Rock's Dog, has altered pictures of us and me and inserted sexual devices.
He put a dildo in Lisa's mouth.
Right where my mouth is on the photo. On his MySpace page right now, there are two altered photos. They're not of a sexual nature, but he's altered them. In one, he calls me a liar with text. They've put text on pictures that says we have sex with little little boys, sex with dogs, and on and on and on. And this can't be allowed to occur. These people are patriots.
Right.
These are the people associated with a GCN radio show host.
And after,
GCN that panders to a Christian patriot audience.
Right, and after this clip, we're going to play another clip. Then we're going to go into every single connection between Revere Radio Network, Sunny Crack, GCN, and Jack Blood. So we're going to play another clip. We want you to get the full brunt of what Lisa's been enduring by these psychopathic monsters. We apologize for this type of material, but we thought after this long, after 13 or 14 months, there's no other way to present this material but in its full graphic detail. Now, what I'm going to do in this segment is show the direct, intimate links between Sunny Crack, Rob Revere, the Revere Radio Network, with Jack Blood, Ted Anderson, and Jack Blood, who does his show on the GCN Radio Network. First of all, Jack Blood has publicly praised Sunny Crack and the Revere Radio Network. He's called them his blood brothers. He's called them his amigos. And he's even said, long live Revere Radio. Also, Sunny Crack posts all of these pornographic links right on Jack Blood's forum. This is a forum that has Jack Blood's name on it. It's a forum that has Jack Blood's radio show name on it. And Jack Blood even wrote the guidelines for this forum. Also, Jack Blood has been photographed with members of the Revere Radio Network. Jack Blood has also partied with members of the Revere Radio Network. We have photographs of this. They've attended monthly forum meetings together. Also, there have been altered photographs that Lisa mentioned that have appeared on Jack Blood's forum by members of the Revere Radio Network, specifically a guy named Roxdog.
Well, and all of this stuff that's happening on the Deadline Live forum, which is Jack Blood's forum, violates his own rules, which he wrote.
Well, it violates every rule of any kind of common human decency.
I mean, his forum rules.
Right, right. Now, I'm going to show in an article next week, there have also been threats of violence posted against us on Jack Blood's forum. Rob Revere and Sunny Crack have actually appeared live on Jack Blood's show, Deadline Live, on GCN. And Jack Blood has appeared on Sunny Crack's show on the Revere Radio Network. Also, this guy named Roxdog, who never uses his real name, is not only a Revere Radio Network show host, he's also a moderator on the Revere Forum, and he's a moderator in six different forums on Jack Blood's
discussion board.
Right. Also, within the last week or two, one of Jack Blood's site administrators, Chris Smith, admits, and you can see this in the article, how Jack Blood is still very much in control of his forum.
Even though Chris Smith has made public statements that Jack Blood has nothing to do with that forum now, and he's the one who runs it, this Chris Smith who calls himself Chris Burrow or Chris the Burrow, we have proof that Jack Blood is still very much involved in that forum, if not publicly, behind the scenes. And this is from Chris Smith's own statements on that forum.
Right. And so there's no mistake. Lisa Giuliani has hundreds and hundreds of different documents directly from Jack Blood's forum. We have photographs. We have audio clips. We have screenshots. We have so much documentation and so much evidence that it's literally hundreds and hundreds of pages. Everything in the article on the Wing TV homepage is verified. Everything has been saved in Lisa's computer. So these people can go in now and try to start erasing and deleting all this stuff. But it doesn't matter because it's all been saved on her computer.
These Revere people are really a piece of work. They come out publicly and they say that we lie, that we have slandered, that we have defamed other people and told lies about them. Yet I have irrefutable proof that they have done every single thing we have claimed today that they have done. And let me tell you something about defamation. When you're speaking the truth about someone, that's not defamation, okay? When you're stating an opinion and you state it as such and you word it as such properly, then that's free speech. When you start telling lies about people, communicating those lies to a third party, and making statements that damage a person's character or reputation that are false, based upon lies, that's defamation. And slander and libel are subsets of defamation.
And we're not talking about...
whether a statement is true or not is the crux issue of defamation, because if you go into a court, the first thing the judge is going to say is, are these based upon factual truths? And so everything we've written is based upon a factual truth. We source what we say, and this whole argument by Revere Radio Network and the people involved with it is just is lame, and it's not going to hold up.
And see, Sonny Crack isn't saying that Lisa Giuliani's hair is blonde when it's brown. He's saying that Lisa Giuliani was a porno actress, that he paid her $500 to be sodomized. He said Lisa Giuliani was a street whore. She was a meth addict.
A $2 whore.
He brought in her supposed pimp, her supposed John. This is defamation. And I want to continue now on these links between Blood, GCN, and Revere, because it's very clear. Rob Revere even runs a mirror site about Jack Blood's forum that's supposed to closely...
Right. Well, it's a mirror site of Deadline Live. What they want to do is they wanted to move the one forum to a private server in a private location so that they can say whatever they want. In fact, I think the last few days they've been blocking our access to their site by blocking my IP address. And so, but other people are watching you guys out there, so I don't need to directly.
Right. Now, we have to go right to the top of the GCN radio network, to owner Ted Anderson. He's been informed on many occasions about what's been going on with his radio show host, Jack Blood, what's going on in his forum, what's going on with Sonny Crack, Rob Revere, and the Revere Radio Network. Lisa sent him the MP3s of Sonny Crack's broadcast.
And Ted Anderson's response was, "You're right, this guy is obscene."
Correct. We've even phoned him. I talked to him last week again to inform him about what's going on. And right after all of this stuff initially happened last year, when Sonny played the porno tape and said that it was Lisa was the actress, when we called the FBI in, when the FBI informed Rob Revere about what's going on, Jack Blood, instead of telling them to stop this crap, he actually invited Rob Revere and Sonny Crack onto his show. Now, Ted Anderson, at the last minute, called Jack Blood, and Jack Blood ended up canceling their appearance
Stop right there. Okay. The night before they were supposed to appear on Jack Blood's show, they called our house three times. And we have the recorded audio of this where they're harassing us by phone, which is against Pennsylvania state law, they were encouraging other people to contact us via our phone number, which they claim on that audio was our cell phone. It's not our cell phone.
It's our home phone number. Right. Now, after Jack Blood canceled the appearance of Rob Revere and Sonny Crack because of intervention via Ted Anderson, still nothing was done. And it was, a couple months later that they did actually appear. Jack Blood then appeared on Sonny Crack's show, the same guy that's making these fake pornographic
tapes. Let's give people a good idea. I initially had to call the local police. The local police contacted a local detective. The detective then referred me to the FBI Cyber Crimes Division because I'm being stalked and I'm being sexually harassed. And these are two low-level FBI agents. They were not part of the 9/11 cover-up like the Revere people keep trying to say. But this was my option as an American citizen, to not keep subjecting myself to these crimes being committed against me. And what they did was commit misdemeanors. In fact, one of the crimes they've committed against me is not a misdemeanor. It's a felony. It's called extortion. Trying to extort via patronage.
Tell her what happened.
I got an email from Sonny Crack, and he said, I'm going to keep trashing you if you don't have me on your show. And if you don't have me on your show, I'm going to have more fun at Wing TV's expense. When I showed this email to law enforcement, they said that is extortion. Extortion involves either money or product or patronage. And so Sonny Crack now has committed a felony against me. He was not extradited last year because that was the one issue. The rest were misdemeanors.
Yeah. So this is what Jack Blood, radio show host for GCN, has to say about the Revere Radio Network. Tomorrow, this is was written on March 2nd, 2006. This was just a couple months ago. Tomorrow night, we will be welcoming our friends from Revere Radio Network who are visiting our fair city for the first time. He continues, if you're not familiar with the great Revere Radio Network, you should check them out. They're balls-to-the-wall patriots in the true sense of the word. Then finally, he concludes, let's see everyone there give the Revere Radio Network a real Texas welcome. So, not only are these people his friends, in his own word, his amigos, in his own words, his blood brothers, in his own words, but they're true patriots in the truest sense of the word. This is straight from Jack Blood.
Here's a Deadline Live forum post dated Tuesday, August 2nd, 2005. A member of Jack Blood's own forum was talking about the Sonny Crack broadcast about me, and he said, that didn't sound like a parody to me. The guy sounded quite serious. I saw the forums before the word parody was added in parentheses.
Yeah, so what they did was, they after this was posted, it says, proof that Lisa Giuliani is a street whore. Then a couple days later, they went in, altered the post, and put question marks after it, like it was a question. But before this was ever broadcast, it was portrayed as if it was real. And here's how Sonny was trying to extort Lisa. This is an email from June 28, 2005. So Lisa, when, this is verbatim, this is the way he talks. So, Lisa, when are you going to have me on your show? If you put me on your show, I won't trash you again like I did last time. If you ignore this, then I'm going to have more fun at Wing TV's expense. Take it or leave it. This is extortion.
Let's go over a couple of other things that Sonny Crack has said on the Deadline Live forum, Jack Blood's forum. He has stated that he wants to kill a cracker a day. A cracker meaning Caucasians.
White people.
Okay. He has stated that he... He's threatened to deal drugs to school children. He's threatened to kill, rob, and rape. On his shows, he has also talked about how to get around the law with drugs. He has broadcast shows in which he tells his audience or gives the extreme clear impression that he's getting oral sex while he's doing his show.
Plus, if any cops mess with them,
he said he would effing kill them.
Yeah, he's going to fucking kill police. That's what he's saying on there. How about this? This was just posted on Jack Blood's forum on June 27th, 2006. 3 days ago, okay? This isn't something that's happened way, way in the past. 3 days ago, this is an excerpt from a Sonny Crack rap song that's on Jack Blood's forum right now.
Yeah, this is disgusting.
Listen to this. This is the class. This is what being a patriot is all about.
Yeah, these are the kinds of patriots we have in this movement.
Yeah.
That want to shape your opinion.
And remember, Jack Blood said that these people are his blood brothers, his amigos, that these are true patriots in the truest sense of the word.
If this is what it means to be a patriot, I don't want to be a patriot.
Sonny Crack rap song. Here's an excerpt posted June 27th on Jack Blood's forum. S&M stands for Sonny's Mad. Bitch, take off your clothes. I'll skull fuck you first. Because you've been a bad girl. I'll bust babies on your head till your hair starts to curl. I like inflicting pain on the pussy. I like inflicting shame on the pussy. If you into that kind of thing, hit me. Here's my dookie hole. I just shitted. Come lick me. Sonny Crack posted on Jack Blood's forum, and not one word about any of this has been spoken out about, one publicly by Mr. Jack Blood.
Here's another Sonny Crack quote that appears on Deadline Live's forum dated April 19th, 2005. Quote, "Patriots are like dumb hoes. They are easy and easy to get money off of."
Now that's what they think of you. That's what they think of you, people that are trying to save this country from the New World Order.
But wait, let's open up some more eyes, Victor. These are some of the friends on the Revere Radio MySpace page website, LegitGov. They're an alternative media news forum. Randy Rhodes, GCN, Alex Jones, multiple times, Jack Blood, and Dylan Avery. In fact, Dylan Avery has recently made a statement on his Loose Change forum that he did donate back into the 9/11 Truth Movement. You want to know how? He gave $300 to Revere Radio Network. What the hell has Revere Radio Network ever done for 9/11 Truth?
And Dylan Avery even does a radio show on the Revere Radio Network.
Yeah.
As does this guy named Jesse from TV News Lies. Now we're going to have an article specifically that pertains to Dylan Avery and Revere Radio Network.
Let's get into Thomas Holbrook for a second.
Okay.
He used to contribute to Wing TV until they decided they wanted to shut up Thomas Holbrook and him speaking out against GCN because he was coming out with some articles about Alex Jones and the Gray family and whatnot. So they offered Thomas Holbrook a show, which pretty much shut him up, and now he writes stuff against us. But I have emails from Thomas Holbrook where he characterized what they're doing, the statements they're making on their website and Jack Blood's as degrading messages. Thomas Holbrook was passing me information on Revere Radio Network prior to this to help me get them with the law, because the only way I can get them is through legal means. See, I'm not going to make physical threats to them the way they have toward me and Victor.
Right.
Okay? I'm going to operate within the legal system and through our show and expose what they're doing to the public. Because I'll tell you what, folks, no person on this earth should have to go through the year that I have had to go through, having my name dragged through the mud, because some people didn't agree with the issues I raised in my articles. Now, for some newcomers to this whole movement, it's very, very peculiar and very suspect that they would take such a strong stance on defending Genesis Communications
and
Network.
Only the people on Genesis,
right.
Alex Jones, Jack Blood, Jeff Renz.
Right.
And
so who's behind Revere Radio Network?
And plus, I'm the person that's written at least 90% of the articles on Wing TV, yet they come after Lisa,
in a
sexual woman,
way.
And believe me, as I say in this article, anyone that reads it is going to notice the cowardice.
You know what this is? This is them gangbanging my name.
Yeah.
They are trying to shut us up by trying to terrorize me, by intimidating me, by trying to place fear in me. They have made threats that we're going to be physically harmed at Ground Zero this year when we go there, which we will be there, to speak truth to the public, just as we did last year, in a peaceful way. And there are people that are planning to be there to assault us.
Right. That's what patriots do. And you know what? It's because we've written articles. Isn't the patriot movement about freedom of expression, freedom of speech, freedom of the press? It's not about, and believe me, these things that they're doing, the
are not, press, they're not art.
They're not satire.
They're not parody. They're not a spoof. They are vicious. They are designed to damage and destroy. They are designed to rob me of myself.
Right. And this is happening on, these are all posted on Jack Blood's forum. Here's the quote from June 20th, 2006. 10 days ago, written by site administrator, this is Jack Blood's site administrator, Chris Smith, when he was conferring with Blood on the steps they're going to make to either move or update his site. Direct quote, "I have talked with Jack about it and will talk some more. Jack would still have control over the forum as he does now." Jack Blood's going to try to come out and defer attention away from this and say he has nothing to do with it.
We
I'll read again.
That he does.
Jack would still have control over the forum as he does now. Now, Real quickly before we play the last clip, the Revere Radio Network also pirates various GCN shows on their network.
And Sonny Jack Crack has also said that they rape indie media bandwidth.
Yeah, and they're pirating Alex Jones's show and Jack Blood's show for sure. I've told Ted Anderson, the owner of GCN, about this. He hasn't done anything whatsoever about it. And here's what it boils down to. Ted Anderson owns GCN. They are the primary source of Jack Blood's broadcasts. In other words, they're the origin and the genesis of his broadcast, of his radio show, where he reaches a rather wide audience. If they didn't broadcast his show, Jack Blood wouldn't be reaching these people. So Ted Anderson cannot defer attention away from this fact.
Or disconnect himself from what's going on. Essentially, by Ted Anderson allowing Jack Blood the forum and the open doorway to Revere Network, he's essentially condoning and endorsing this filth, this porn, this sexual harassment, this defamation. And I'll tell you another thing. The only defense Sonny Crack could ever have would be the truth. And he has no truth.
Because somebody even asked him, Lisa told me, in one of these forums, when he ran this thing about Lisa Giuliani as a street whore, they asked him point blank, Sonny, is this true? Did he ever answer?
Sonny is trying to say that even if I bring a court case against him, that the law is on his side. I have to tell you, Sonny, even as a limited purpose public figure, which I am, I can prove active malice, which is the critical element, the critical component in a defamation case with a public figure. I can prove you have used active malice in defaming, harassing, stalking, threatening, trying to extort, on and on and on. I can show you and the people surrounding you have done nothing but commit crimes against me, unprovoked, unwarranted, and I'm coming after your ass.
And we're going to get to that after we play this last clip. But guess what? We'll say it again. We've never written, until today, one article that mentions Revere Radio Network.
No.
Sonny Crack, or Rob Revere, or Rock Dog.
GCN would even need thugs like this to their defense. GCN is perfectly capable of writing their own articles. They have their own shows, which have a larger audience of people who aren't just living in the ghetto or, you know, people who are of this hip-hop mindset.
Why has he allowed this stuff in his forum for over a year now?
And guess who they constantly bring up? Jeff Rentz. So I've written some articles exposing the lies of Jeff Rentz based upon factual sources of information, okay? Alex Jones.
Right, and Jack Blood.
What have we said about Alex Jones? He's a censor. We've backed this up.
Right.
A fear monger, and on and on.
But see, they're not running to the defense of Tom Flacco or Amy Goodman or any of these other people that we've written exposés
just
on.
GCN.
Coincidentally, they're only sticking up for Alex Jones, Jeff Rentz, and Jack Blood in GCN. And we've shown in this article on the Wing TV homepage 19 direct connections between Blood, GCN, Ted Anderson, Sonny Crack, and the Revere Radio Network. 19 direct links. This isn't a coincidence. This is a systematic pattern.
Okay, so ever since I made the call and talked to the FBI agents here to try to get this harassment and defamation and threats stopped, they have been calling me an FBI snitch. And this story has been circulated around the internet. Mike Rupert even picked up this story and did not contact the source to verify this information. And I'm the source. And he ran with it too, which shows you what kind of journalist Mike Rupert is.
Well, but it also shows how far and wide these lies are being spread.
But let me get back to this for a second. When somebody uses the word snitch, that's an indication of guilt, not on the part of the whistleblower, but on the part of the person affixing that label. Think about it. Why would they use that word, snitch? Unless someone has done something wrong and they're guilty of doing something wrong. And it sure as hell wasn't me.
Right. And last year, Jack, as you'll see in the article, Jack Blood wrote, "Long live Revere Radio." We're going to play clip number 3 right now to let you hear what Jack Blood wants to have, how what he thinks should be long-lived. Sisters.
Now, you told me before that white bitch is usually easier to pimp on. Did she give any problems as far as, like, you know, bringing her money back or anything like that?
No, the bitch, you know, this bitch had my business, honey, crack, but she had a little mouth on her, you know what I'm saying? You know, I had to cut the old hair a few times to get her in order, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'd like to know back for the hoe, but she's just a good ass woman, too, you know?
I mean, I can't really advocate, you know, hammer or beating a woman or anything like that, but sometimes, you know, I can understand she does have a little bit of a mouth on her. Was she a fresh turnout or not?
Yeah, the bitch, see, the thing about it, Sonny Craig, man, is the hoes, man, you know, so on and so forth. Then what I did is I had a bottom bitch at that time. I sent her back to New Mexico, and she had to turn her first day on Central Boulevard in New Mexico.
Ah, bam. Well, here's the one thing that I understand, because, you know, as you told me on our previous interview that pimping is a black man's sport, she, at least through her latest writings, I don't know if you even know what she's doing now, but she's like a 9/11 researcher, and she has problems with everybody in the Patriot community. She pretends to be a real smart chick. Now, in some of her writings, and the people that she associates with are somewhat racist, you know what I mean? They aren't really comfortable around black folks. Did you have to, like, put any work there, or was she scared of you at first, or anything like that?
Man, Sonny Craig, that bitch sucked the skin off my dick. She loves black folk, man. Don't let that bitch fool you, man.
Okay.
Hey, man, that whole eat the corn and the peanuts hulled out of my shit if I told her to, man. She loved that shit, dog. Love the black dick. And whoever she fucking with now, you can rest assured that bitch got a black dick around the corner she's sucking on a regular motherfucking face, man. Because you know, once you go black, you never go back. But the bitch has no problem with fucking with no black folks, man. She a motherfucking lie. It's straight, straight shit, goddamn way.
You know, as you told me on our previous interview that pimping is a black man's sport, she, at least through her latest writings, I don't know if you even know what she's doing now, but she's like a 9/11 researcher, and she...
All right, after listening to those clips, and I hope that we got everything, we might have switched around and put the second and third clip together, I'm not sure, but you're getting the idea right now. So I want to address, first of all, the women out there. After everything you've heard so far, Lisa told me the other day that someone contacted her and asked her how she even keeps it together after all this time, how she can even do this show after what she's had to endure by these monsters that operate on the internet. That's how they do it. And the men out there, think if this was your mother, your girlfriend, your wife, your daughter, your sister. I see Lisa every day. I see her crying when she hears this stuff. I hear her worrying about if her father ever heard this stuff, if he'd have a third heart attack and if it would kill him. I see the look in her face. I see the look in her eyes when she has to put up with this stuff. This is psychosexual abuse, and it's direct criminal harassment. And I wish you could see her right now when she hears these clips playing again. This is what she had to endure. For what? Why has she had to endure this? Because she wrote a few articles, and I wrote most of them. I wrote 90% of the articles. So this is what people now in the Patriot movement have to look forward to. If they write articles
and tell the truth
about people that some psychopaths don't like, this is what they have to put up with. Is this what we've come to?
All I can say is this. Any self-respecting woman would find this type of a defense, this type of speech, as misogynistic, totally sexist, totally repugnant, vile, offensive, insulting, degrading, demeaning, debasing. They would find it as harassment. It is harassment. It's cyber-stalking. It's obsessive. It's irrational. It's antisocial. It's evil.
And we've spoken.
And it's psychopathic.
And we've spoken on this show many times before about the slippery slope. We said, well, if people accept censorship, what's next? If they accept lying from people in the alternative media, if they accept money grubbing and hypocrisy
and censorship
and fear mongering by people in the alternative media, then what's next?
Well, this is what's next.
Yeah. So it starts at sexual cyber stalking, and now we have threats against us. If people see us in public, they said they're going to kick our asses or kill us. Well, what's next? Is it going to be that people's cars are vandalized?
And
that their homes are burned down? Or why don't we just go all the way on the slippery slope? If somebody writes something that somebody doesn't disagree, why don't we just advocate murder then? Is that where we're going to go? Why don't we just murder people? We always talk about the New World Order, about George Bush's brown shirts and Nazis. Well, guess what? It's not George Bush and the New World Order and the Nazis, at least directly doing it. It's people that hang out in Jack Blood's forum that are doing it. People that have been on Jack Blood's show on GCN, his show that he's been on their show on Revere Radio Network. That's who's doing it.
Free speech involves responsibility and self-governance. You have to be held accountable for the things that you say, especially about other people. And if you're not speaking the truth, you have no defense. And all I can say is this. This is very emotionally traumatizing, psychologically destructive speech directed against me. It's an attack that is aimed to silence my voice and Victor's voice and get us to stop doing what we're doing. We're not going to stop doing what we're doing. We're still going to ground zero, but I'm going to let you know one thing. I'm going to pursue this as aggressively with everything I've got. Through legal avenues, through every legal means available to me, I'm going to pursue from every direction, and I'm going to hold you accountable for every syllable, every grunt, every groan, every blip that's made about me and my name.
This is to Jack Blood, to Sonny Crack, to Rob Revere, to the Revere Radio Network, and
to
anyone Rockstar, else.
To Rockstar, to Adenak, to Captain Freedom, to No Agenda, to Sweejack, to all these people who hide behind
Little video game names.
Avatars and screen names who are too cowardly to show who they really are. Sonny Crack, we know your name is Tim. We know your name is Tim, and we appreciate all the information that you've placed on the Jack Blood Forum about yourself.
You're all cowards.
And the law is going to appreciate you volunteering that information as well.
So we're going public right now. We have a couple radio shows lined up next week. More are going to follow. This show and the article on the Wing TV homepage, as well as the ones that follow next week, are going to be placed in every internet forum that we can think of. It's going to be everywhere that people turn. And we're not going to play our cards, but we're going to every law enforcement agency possible. We already have. We're going to take legal means, and we're not going to play our cards. We're not going to let you know when shit hits the fan. But trust me, believe me, it's going to happen because this is criminal, and each and every person responsible or that has a hand in it is going to be held responsible.
And has acted with active malice, which is the crucial element, the crucial thing that I can prove without a doubt, with their own statements, their own voices. I can show this. And I'm not going to forget this. This isn't going to get swept under the rug. People are going to be held accountable because, you know what? A lot of people say, why don't you go after the real enemy, the New World Order, and stop going after patriots? These are not patriots. This is the New World Order.
This is the way the New World Order operates. These people are the enemy. And they want one thing. They want us to go away. They want us to shut up. Well, as Lisa says, we're not going anywhere. And right now, Rob Revere, Sonny Crack, and all the rest of you little cowardly mutants in your internet chat rooms, remember one thing. You've been intimately tied now to Jack Blood and to GCN Radio Network. You keep saying everything you want to because, as you've seen, everything you say, we get a hold of. And we're going to start now that everything's public. Everything you say, we're tying it back to Blood. We're tying it back to GCN because
so
they'll have a little
mess.
Ones.
You won't be the only ones going down. They'll go down with you.
Yeah,
you're
all.
I don't know that they really want to do that. I don't think they want to take the fall for you. And I don't think that whoever's behind you, very likely the same people, really wants to go down that road. Because you know what? I'm not going to be put back now.
That's right. It's public. It's all out in the open, and there's no turning back. You can't unring this bell.
The truth is standing up, and there's not going to be any place that you can hide or any cover that you can use. When we cease to choose evil, evil will cease to exist. And that's the bottom line. Evil thrives when good men do nothing. And good women.
So keep saying everything you want, because it's now out in the open. And all the links and all the ties and all the connections have been made. We're not going anywhere. We're having more information next week. And to close the show out, first of all, I just want to thank Lisa. It would have been real easy for her over the last 13 or 14 months to just curl up and hide, to go away, to run, to crawl under her bed. And this woman has fought and clawed and kicked every step of the way, and she isn't quitting now. And I can't think of a stronger person I've ever met in my life than Lisa Giuliani. And if these little pricks, these little sissy cowards that hide in their little chat rooms, if they want to fight, well, they're going to have a fight, because we're coming at you right now full bore. And remember, this is the real thing now. And everybody knows it's all out in the open. And Jack Blood, I want to say one thing to you, one last thing to you is, everybody knows now what you're all about. We've written articles before about you showing what you're made of. Well, any man, I don't know a single man or a single human being I've ever met in my life that would allow this kind of shit on their internet forum. And as much as we've written about...
Or on their show.
Yeah. As much as we've written about Alex Jones or Jeff Rentz or Mike Rupert or any of the other ones, if they would target their wives or girlfriends or mothers or anybody like that, so we'd be shouting from the highest rooftop that this is wrong. Jack Blood, you've stood by for 13 months and seen all of this stuff. You've applauded it, you've promoted it, you've glorified it, and it is sick, pathetic. I can't even imagine how you can get up in the morning and look at yourself in the mirror, because I couldn't. I'd smash the mirror. You are a pathetic, pathetic human being for what you've allowed to happen in that forum.
These are your patriots, folks.
Right. We're going to end the show with a song called Sick Things, because, as you now know, this is what we're dealing with, sick things. We'll be back Monday. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.